From Washington, this is VOA News. An airstrike Saturday in northern Afghanistan killed at least 19 people, including three children, at a hospital run by the charity Doctors Without Borders. 12 staff members are among the dead at the hospital in Kunduz after what the medical group described as a sustained bombing. Bart Jensens is the director of operations for the medical charity.
What we also know is much more details about what happened. We got detailed debriefing of our staff that have come to Kabul, and we know now that the whole attack has all the signatures of an attack by the coalition forces.
The U.S. military acknowledged that it did conduct a pre-dawn airstrike in the vicinity of an MSF medical facility. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter offered his thoughts and prayers to everyone affected and said a full investigation into the incident is underway. President Barack Obama said that he expected a full accounting of the circumstances surrounding the bombing, but he would wait for those results before making a judgment. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani expressed his deep sorrow over the killing and wounding of civilians. Russia says its warplanes bombed a terrorist stronghold and other targets in northern Syria on Saturday. Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Lieutenant General Andrei Kartopolov described panic and desertion among Islamic State ranks. He said that nearly 600 mercenaries were fleeing the northern town of Raqqa. General Kartopolov said that Russia would continue and would intensify its airstrikes. The United States and its allies have condemned the air campaign, claiming that Moscow is using the offensive as a cover to prop up embattled Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. This is VOA News. Nigerian police and witnesses have linked two explosions late Friday that killed 18 people and wounded about 40 others to a male and female suicide bomber. Nigeria's Vanguard newspaper said the violence erupted when a 15-year-old female approached a police station in the town of Kuje outside Abuja after arriving on a motorcycle taxi. The bomber was killed when her explosives detonated prematurely. The report says a second bomber, a man, arrived a short while later at the nearby Zamfara market. He was carrying a bag that exploded shortly after he deposited it near a vendor. No group has claimed responsibility, but authorities immediately linked the attacks to the homegrown extremist organization Boko Haram. The first plane carrying the bodies of Iranian pilgrims killed in last week's Hajj stampede in Saudi Arabia arrived in Tehran Saturday. President Hassan Rouhani was among several senior officials at Tehran Airport for the arrival of the plane. On board were 104 bodies out of the 464 Iranians killed during the pilgrimage. Iran has blamed the stampede on mismanagement by Saudi Arabia. The Saudis have launched an investigation into the stampede. Riyadh says officials will be held accountable if it finds that mistakes were made. Authorities in Oregon say a gunman who killed 9 people at a community college committed suicide when confronted by police. The medical examiner came to that conclusion after examining the body of 26-year-old Christopher Harper Mercer, who died following a mass shooting at Umpqua Community College on Thursday. The heavily armed gunman left a hate-filled note at the scene, which, according to news reports, said he felt the world was against him. President Obama says he will not sign another temporary spending plan like the one that kept the U.S. government open this week. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama said that the temporary spending plan, which keeps the government operating until December 11th, hurts the U.S. economy.
We should invest in things like education today, or we're going to pay the price tomorrow. But Congress should do its job, stop kicking the can down the road, and pass a serious budget rather than flirt with another shutdown.
Mr. Obama said any long-term deal should lift a freeze on the budgets of both the Pentagon and domestic government agencies. And rescuers resumed a desperate search Saturday for several hundred people believed missing in a landslide on the outskirts of Guatemala's capital. At least 56 people died from Thursday night's disaster. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.